This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdbound Network, the only podcast network dedicated to maxing your entertainment.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 48. Last time, the party made their way into the mountain tunnels and ran into some possible trouble. However, that was only exacerbated by Marion's actions. However, during the altercation, they also discovered a possible ally in one Berrigan Cromwell. So, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Harmon Trumbull.
This is Gabby, and I'm playing Shy.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk.
I'm Kelly, and I play Faltu.
I'm Seamus, and I play Berrigan Cromwell.
This is Dave, and I'm playing Cal.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
And real quick, if you can pause this, head on over to iTunes or RPGpodcast.com or both. Please give us a comment or rating or ranking or recommendation, anything you can do. Let people know that you like us and let us know that you like us. If you can't tell by now, Dave has very low self-esteem and always thinks that people hate him. So maybe this will bring him back from the brink. And now, let's get to the gameplay.
Cow.
All right. You look at an 18-year-old, basically kid, about 5'9", you know, really skinny, long black hair pulled back.
Have you ever
black.
Seen Naruto?
Yeah.
Shikamaru?
Okay.
Picture that.
I'll pull the picture. It works.
Yeah.
It fits.
All right, put him in all black and give him like a Kakashi mask.
All right.
That's pretty much him.
Got that the Dave always lifts.
Yep. In combat, lift it up.
There's one time that he didn't, and he got blood in his mouth.
Yeah. Like, that's why I always wear it.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah. Right on.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Picture, 5'7".
No, did we say that you were taller? You're, close to 6 feet?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sia was 5'7".
Yes.
So I'm, 5'10", 5'11". I'm olive skin because I'm from the desert. I kind of have a mullet. I have a mohawk, so it's shaved back here and it's long. She's got almond-shaped eyes, which are a dark brown. And she's super muscular and she carries a huge axe and she has a shield.
What's her armor look like?
What's her armor look like? That's awesome.
Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, it's scorpion armor.
Forget, it's on your sheets.
No, it's not.
It's like a giant scorpion, carapace that's carved into armor for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fun description.
Rusk / Marion is about 5'4", kind of slender, 135, shoulder length, black hair that's covered up by a basilisk skull hat with orange gems in the eye sockets. And he's wearing leather, lamellar armor with a cloak over it. And
that you'll actually recognize.
Why, you're wearing the same armor?
No, you're wearing one of the monk robes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I took it off.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You were keeping it for warmth.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You took the belt off.
But that's right. I have a regular belt, and I have I have a weapon dangling from it. It's like a four pointed thing, and then I have a brown monk robe over my cloak.
Gabby.
Okay. I'm a gnome. I'm about 3 feet tall, little thing. I kind of move like I'm a lot older than I act. I have purple hair, crazy purple hair. My eyes are so pale blue that they're almost white. And I have a giant lizard mouth named Francesco, who's awesome.
And your clothes are also about size too big for you.
Yeah, Am I still wearing the colorful clothes?
Yeah, remember you lost your armor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm wearing giant colorful clothes that are like way too big on me. Because it got covered in blood and I couldn't wash it off. So I just got rid of it.
Yeah.
I forgot to. So yeah.
That must have been when I wasn't there. Yeah. Oh, and I had yellow eyes.
That you can't see right now.
That you can't see because I have the goggles on. Actually, no, I have the goggles up.
Because of the light?
We're in the caves.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Armin.
5'7", brown hair, green eyes, about 165. Wearing, yeah,
kind of like 165, brown hair.
No beard though.
Oh, no, you've been traveling for a couple of months now, so you probably all of you probably have beards.
I don't grow a beard very well.
No,
it's my heritage. You can't really tell where I'm from. I have a couple scars coming down one of my cheeks.
I don't remember the scars in your description.
Yeah, that's because they weren't there and no one asked.
Yeah.
But there are scars right here. And I'm pretty much carrying just a pack and wearing leather armor. And I have a weird looking crossbow. That's about all I have right now.
That you were using a lot.
Yeah. I've used it 3 times.
No, you've used it a lot.
I'm using it a lot of better.
Alright. Very cool. Alright.
I didn't touch it. I swear, I didn't touch it.
So all of you now know what everybody looks like, and you're kind of all associated now. Names and such. So we'll
what was his name again? Berenger.
Berrigan.
Berrigan Cromwell.
Alright.
Like Tom Berenger?
That's
He's 6'2". He's wearing mask, goggles, a hat. He's got, the adventurer's armor on, leather armor, pack, sword on his back, and he's got this leather thing hanging off the side with this weird handle hanging out of it. And, you've already seen it tonight. Pulled it out, and it made a lot of light, a lot of smoke, and very loud, and shit came right apart. So, nobody's
Someone pigmented it.
Yeah, just because you weren't here for it, the very first thing he attacked.
Crit.
All right. For like mid-20s damage, and it just blew apart in front
of him. Russ got sprayed.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. There's a lot of blood.
He's my new buddy. he's Marion's new buddy. Yeah. Russ isn't too terrible. All
right. So what is your plan now? So you guys have talked, figured out what... for the most part, what your plans are.
Right.
And then you guys are in the tunnels.
Do we want to head out of the tunnels?
Yes.
We shouldn't go back towards the mold.
Right now.
Considering that's where we all just came from.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Cal.
Yes.
I remember which way you said you wanted to go.
Marion told me about the Dark Prince that wants to kill me.
Wait, what?
Marion, he told me about the Dark Prince that wants to kill me.
Wait, why does he want to kill you?
Because he's magic. Because he's a seer. And magic. An oracle.
You. Okay, what? Magic? What?
He's insane. And likes to do stuff with the skull and make people think that he can talk to it.
But he's not even magic. He's just stupid.
Exactly.
It's correct, Shy.
I'm not stupid.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not. Stupid. You're very special.
Okay.
You're very special.
How do we cure that?
I don't know yet. Like I said, this is only kind of a recent development.
There's nothing to cure.
Okay. And I stop petting you.
For the record, that's Marion.
Who is in charge here?
Harmon is our group leader.
Well, remember,
at this point, you're our leader.
I think we can revert back to you. He's no longer my seer because I'm no longer a captain because the goblins are gone. So we can fall back out of those roles.
But
you're back to being the seer because you always have been.
Yeah.
Right?
But aren't they coming back?
Yeah, well, we can go back to it then.
No, they're not. The prince killed them.
Probably.
No, the
prince killed them.
No, but no, Francesco,
they didn't.
It's fine.
We had a little group of goblins that were helping us out.
Marion's just being stupid.
They're dark.
You're right. He is stupid and mean.
He can't shut up about stuff.
And they're going to be okay. And nobody likes him because he has no friends.
I guess he must have convinced them to go and stop this prince from killing him.
Okay.
So they're
you freaked out because you saw trees. Really?
I'm
the stupid one. You don't know what trees or snow
are. Hey, you do. Well, let's figure out what we're doing.
We came from the monk temple, right? We're trying to make our way through to the other side.
You know what all of this cold thing is about. Doesn't mean that I'm
We're not sure, actually.
You know, this is
we're
stupid.
Following her tribal elders' instructions.
Fine. Go get lost. Nobody will find your bones, and nobody will care. I hope you get eaten by the stone.
So we're looking for the third one.
I don't know what's
put us on the proper path.
I'm walking down the tunnel.
Which we don't know what it is.
That's which way? The way we came.
Go ahead. So if you're going this way, that's where I need to go.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Harmon is our...
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were
pointing.
I'm walking that way. Like,
so,
whatever. Okay.
Quick time up.
Yes.
So, I don't know if you're trying to purposely be all sneaky about what you're... Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I just walked away, by the way.
I wasn't paying attention to you. That's fine.
Yeah, and which... let me just... That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so... let's just say boom. And I don't... Oh, what the hell is that?
That's a Francesco.
That's her lizard mouth.
No, but what's the... Oh, that's you.
That's
okay.
What the fuck is that?
All right, so we're all pretty much just like standing all together. And,
yeah.
Who's this now?
That's Harmon.
That's Harmon. Okay. I walked away.
Fuck you.
You just started walking.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't need a light source. I can see in the dark. Yeah. Fuck it. I just started walking down the corridor.
You're like,
nope.
Let him die.
Doesn't matter. I followed him. Okay, we should probably get going.
That would be a good idea.
Hey, Cal?
Yes?
Marion's walked away. I hope he dies.
Gotta stop
it's good to
this.
See that you people have... Yeah, we should go.
Did you see which way he went?
Okay.
Deadline.
This is gonna sound really bad, but...
Really?
Can they all roll perception checks?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
22.
13.
What do you need for perception?
Skill. So it's whatever you roll on the 20 plus the skill check.
16.
Okay. Where perception is right there. You didn't put any points into it, so it's your wisdom modifier, which is a plus +1.
So
15 for you.
15. You all hear a boom coming from down the corridor.
Okay.
So I slammed my hammer into the wall.
They don't. All right. Just for clarification, if you're making loud noise, we don't need a perception check.
Okay.
nobody in their right mind is going to hear a boom and then be like, "I didn't hear anything."
Well,
Skaz.
No,
that was blind, not here.
True. Very true.
You might not see someone.
Oh my God.
That's going to save me in real life.
Excuse me.
Amanda, if you're on your left.
I'm going to start running down the hall toward the direction of said boom.
Okay.
I will do the same.
Let's all go.
So, like, Cal runs. And
oh, yeah, like, as soon as I hear the boom, excuse me, I start running. Like,
fucking.
I'm drawing my pistol.
Okay.
I assume I see a glowing weapon off in the distance somewhere.
Rusk.
Rusk.
Yes. You do. Sorry, my phone just freaked out at me. Yeah, you do. See, it doesn't, like, we described that it doesn't give off, like, it's not like a light source, but it does glow in the dark.
It glows enough. Yeah. It's like a glow set. Like, it's not enough so that you can see around you, but you can see it.
You see you'll actually recognize this very well. It looks pretty much like a bright red earthbreaker. With around the head, just a faint blue.
All right, I'm going to run up
Why
to
not?
You. You're still facing down the hall. You're just, like, swinging at the wall as you're going.
Oh, I just did it once. Just that, what the fuck? And you slammed it into the wall. Actually,
are you still walking down the hall?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to run up behind him and crack you in the back of the head.
Nice. Purposely do? Well, no. Are you purposely trying to hit to injure him?
No, just my fist, not
okay,
my fault.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, no, like, are you literally, even if you punch somebody, you're still trying to hurt somebody.
Well, these being,
or is it just like?
But are you just trying to go slap?
Slap. Just a
yeah.
That was gonna do a Superman punch.
All of a sudden, Cal comes leaping out.
Will you knock it off?
What?
We just fought a dozen friggin' little stone guys because we were making too much noise.
So I want to fuck up their home.
Why? You want to invite their entire potential friggin' colony to kill us all?
I'm walking past both of them.
Yes.
I'm going to grab him by the... No, never mind. Never mind. No, I'm good. I retconned in my head. You didn't even know what the fuck I was going to do. Shut up.
I fucking did. I need to fucking throw my hammer inside the fucking head.
Watch Jesse, what happens if you do.
It's okay, what? What's the numbers?
Huh?
Really?
Nobody knows what that means.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows, yeah, who knows my address? 0814?
Okay.
Does that work?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just gonna keep walking.
Just keep walking.
Fuck.
Guys are like this.
I'm following, like, I'm with Harmon.
Yeah, I bet Berger is like, what the fuck?
I'm just like, walking.
What's your name again?
Did you just call him Berger?
Yeah, you keep calling him Berger.
I thought you said Berger.
I keep saying Berger.
What's the first
name? I don't know why.
Berrigan.
Berrigan.
Berrigan. Berrigan. Cromwell.
Berrigan.
This is like Marmaduke all over again.
Like, like
this character.
Just call me Cromwell.
How's that?
I think that's a better idea.
Okay.
Like
or Crom.
Crom.
He used to have a cloak.
Crom.
Crom.
Crom smash.
He used to have a suit, and now he's Berrigan.
Seen him driven before.
Really? He used to have a suit, and now he's Berrigan. That's how you can remember.
All right. So you're
adorable.
Walking.
Yeah,
I
just like whack and then just kept walking. Exactly. And then I get smacked upside the head and then I'm just like, fuck.
As they're arguing, I walked in front of them. So
okay.
I'm just,
hey, where the fuck do you think you're going?
I got my pistol out, so.
You do.
This go boom.
This go boom.
Rusk. I
and then I'm
going to
slam it against the wall and expend the psychic strike. So it's like,
boom. And then like,
okay,
now
dude,
I'm going
fireworks.
And then
now
like a bunch of blue fireworks.
That is officially called the Katy Perry maneuver.
I do the Katy Perry maneuver against the wall.
16.
To do what?
To actually punch you.
Really?
So you actually do punch him.
Okay.
It just hits his armor.
Okay. That's fine.
What?
I said stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna hold
here,
the weapon.
You hold it.
Keep walking.
I'm gonna walk away. He's just being a douche at this point.
Here, you carry it, and I'm just gonna throw the hammer at him. Not like at him, but like up so that he can like catch it.
I'm walking away,
and it falls to the ground, then dissipates.
All right, where are you right now?
And all of a sudden, there's no.
I was a
couple feet away. Gonna turn around.
Okay.
Oh, what's the matter?
So
performance anxiety.
I had run down a ways and then stopped when I saw that it was just him being an idiot.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
Right. So they were all with
so
me still.
Yeah.
So
you.
So everybody's all together.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So you're all basically together, except you're a little bit off in the distance.
Yeah.
Now, Shai, you do see that your new compatriot right here is walking a little bit ahead of you. And he's in the darkness.
Oh, no. I know what you're hinting at.
Well, I'm just saying that he has light, and he has light, and she has light, and he has light, and you have light.
I don't have light.
What? Hey!
I don't have light.
He lost his sword.
Okay.
Or what?
Hey.
Hammer. The hammer's gone.
No, she lit.
You!
She's lighting it on the skull.
Berrigan.
Dude.
I'll turn around.
Berrigan. Show me something.
Long arm.
Wipe my goggles away.
But, like, do you have a weapon that you can hold?
He has.
So I flip it out.
He has that.
Everyone has such cool things. Light. And now it lights up.
Oh, I don't like that. No, please. No, thank you. Take that off.
I can't. It's just so here, can see. Here. Like, wait, like
how long does
like
this last for?
10 minutes per level? So can, 20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah.
So I don't have to use this if I want to. I can just let it
dissipate. It'll dissipate.
It takes
I cover it with, like, my shirt.
But...
Thank you, little person.
I don't think Shy would know this, but can't she cancel the duration of the spell?
Yeah. Shy wouldn't know that. Yeah.
Huh?
Actually, no, you do know that, because you've canceled the wind and shit like that before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But don't you want to see?
I can see just fine.
Are you
in
like me?
In the dark?
No, I'm not like you at all.
Wait.
Can I see? Bergen. His name is Bergen, and I'm poting.
Bergen.
No.
Bergen.
No.
Can you
no.
take your goggles off?
No.
Do you have yellow eyes like me?
No.
Look, I have yellow.
I'm done.
So, Cal,
it's good to see
where
you playing yourself.
Do we?
You don't,
what was your mission again that we're supposed to
You don't have to be so weird about it.
Remember, we're following the elder's instructions looking for those three clues.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and we're following the map that you plotted the route out for, and we're yes. going in that route.
Yeah.
What was that for? That was real. He actually did plot
yeah.
the route out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Gavin didn't just make it up. Like,
yeah.
he said to go this way.
Yeah. Sweet. Awesome. Because last
Question.
Time he was like, I think we're going to go
that
way.
Map,
and I was
please.
Like, okay.
No. Whoa. Well, I'm going to look at it and ask him a question.
We don't even know
hey,
this guy.
Hey, Marion Rusk, maybe you should wait your turn and talk when spoken to.
The name's Marion McEwen.
Oh, that's wonderful. I don't care. Why do you need to see the map?
Because I'd like to know where I'm going.
We don't know.
Are you going with us?
You can't see our map.
Well, I think we're going in the same direction, so I just want to make sure that I'm going in the right
we're
spot.
We're here.
Right there.
We're heading this way.
I'm gonna take a nice mental image of that.
There you go.
All right.
Can I see that?
No.
No. Give me the map.
Put it away.
Give me. Let me.
It's rolled it back up. Put it in my pack.
Let me see the map.
No.
Why not? Do you not trust me?
No.
Why don't you? Why?
I haven't trusted you in a while.
You're just gonna start.
I think it's the glint in your hat's eyes.
You're gonna do with my hat now.
No, no. It's just the glint.
You know what? Fine. And I'm just going to walk away.
Anyway, Cal, shall we just continue on?
Or? Yeah, we got to get out of here, and we can't go back that way, obviously. So.
Yeah.
What do I see?
You see pitch black.
Just nothing.
It is
just rock wall.
Yeah. You don't even see that right now. It is.
Well, I'm just saying, if I feel
if you're, like,
yeah,
walking, like,
yeah.
with the wall, yeah,
yeah,
you just feel wall.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch this side of the wall, and I'm going to take side steps to gauge distance in the hallway that we're
okay.
walking.
Yeah.
What
so,
am I looking at? Sorry.
I'm just waiting for BAM!
So, are you, like, still walking forward?
So you're basically, like,
yep.
three, then mm-hmm. another three. So you're looking at where you are, probably, you got to about 24.
All right.
So let me, it's wide.
I know there's some distance behind me.
Yeah, you can see them still.
Right.
Because they're all lit up. They're probably about 50 or so feet behind you now that you kept walking.
Okay, I'm going to walk another 10 feet and then stop and then wait for them.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk past them.
Okay.
It's bad you can't see. I'm just going to keep walking.
I'm just going to wave.
When we get up to our
yeah.
you'll have to forgive our group. We've had a rather stressful few days.
So
you're going to call it stressful? That's it? Stress. Okay. All right.
Listen, sir.
That's how you're going to qualify that statement.
You knighted me?
Listen, sir. I don't care about your schismar or whatever the fuck is else going on in your head.
I like the sole word you learned from Marion.
No, schismar is...
No,
is
fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been a rough couple days.
Okay, so...
I agree.
Is this one stable enough to travel with?
Let's not worry about him.
All right.
He comes in handy in clutch situations. Let's leave it at that.
All right.
When I first met him, he had lost someone dear to him. And I think it softened his brain.
Oh. I need nail.
I second that.
Yeah, you can get water from Chai.
I have water, thanks.
Okay, good. You'll need it.
All right, so I'm just going to continue walking.
All right, so you all just start walking. All right, So you travel, you follow this one tunnel then.
I get about 100 feet away, 50 okay. feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around and run back towards them.
Okay.
Jesus.
Why'd you guys leave me?
You left us, my dad.
No, I didn't. You left me. I was walking, and then all of a sudden, I was alone.
Russ?
What?
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm scared.
You're with what? Us now.
Okay.
Stay with us.
I'm
showing you the rope tied in.
Oh, wait, you have a rope, don't you?
She has a net.
Okay, well,
I have a rope. I'm going to tie it to myself.
Good.
Did Jesse not warn you about things?
No.
Why would he do that?
Good God. A net gets around. That poor.
Seriously, with that fucking joke.
You're getting
like
the best
funny.
Tea every time you use that joke now.
Thank you.
That's the first time I've used it.
I made that joke yesterday.
No, the last time you used it.
Cumulative, motherfucker.
Georgio,
have we come to any terminals, anything?
No, it's, so you walk for probably about 5-6 hours. until you actually do come to a part of the tunnel that starts to curve a little bit. You've come to pieces, like, you guys have come to pieces that have kind of like, you know, zigzagged a little bit, but this one actually takes a pretty good bend to the point where, like, you walk and then you actually, like, you've gotten used to, like, walking straight. And then you actually realize that the wall's kind of, like, going away from you.
So we're...
You need a survival check.
Oh, boy.
All of us?
Or a dungeoneering check. Nope, just...
No, that's the...
Open that.
Your survival check for 28.
Yes. Yep, that's it.
All right.
Do you not have dungeoneering?
I have a little bit. But
oh, yeah, there
survival's
you go.
A little bit better.
Is it? All right, there you go. Yep.
All right. I know where we are. Let's keep going.
Always a good one.
Yes. All right. So you guys again start to travel for a couple of more hours. Give me a round of con checks.
Is this for 18. A forced march?
Yes.
I don't have to do one then.
Nice.
Oh, look at the cool kid with endurance.
You pass.
9.
I am a little tired.
What, do I, no modifiers, just straight up?
Your con modifier.
Whatever your con is.
1, so 19.
So, yeah, you're good. So the two of you, you guys have been walking for a decent time, plus the fight kind of took a little bit out of you, Harmon. Not so much of the shock. But the excitement did a lot for you. You know, your level, you know, your...
Yeah.
So,
what?
Would it be... Francesco that does the con check?
No.
Isn't she riding Francesco?
Yeah, the mounts get extended.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you two are starting to feel the effects a little bit. And it's really hard to tell. I mean, you're kind of not necessarily used to this, but you knew that was going to happen. And the rest of you, you know, didn't really kind of, you kind of got the hint. But you're in the dark. And you have absolutely no, you don't have that day-night cycle anymore. And so, you know, beforehand, you guys could walk, and then you'd be like, oh, sun's setting, I guess it's time to start setting up camp. But now you're like, oh, it's still dark out. So, so yeah, the two of you are starting to feel a little bit tired. The rest of you are still kind of marching along. Oh, you got a 9? Then the 3 of you.
I'm gonna whisper.
Marion's getting grumpy.
I was like, I got the same as her.
I'm gonna whisper to Francesco.
Okay.
That I'm gonna try and take a nap and wake me up if anything happens or if I start to fall off.
Okay.
And
so are you gonna kind of like wrap your hands in the reins?
Yeah,
that you're
gonna.
I'm gonna hug him and I'm gonna squish
intelligent
him.
Mouse are awesome.
Especially ones that you know the language for.
God.
Who knew that speak with animals would come in handy so often?
I know. Seriously. I hear squirrels and they're having sex. Yeah. I think we should ask them where there's food.
So, alright, so you're walking and you notice whoever's behind Shy. And whoever's in front of her is running around the area realizes that she's started catnapping on Francesco.
It's always
So, yeah, the two of you are weary from travel in battle.
Three.
The three of you. No, three of you. She's asleep.
She's sleeping.
I'm not too far ahead of them. But yeah. I look over and I see that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm all right, I think it's probably a good idea everybody just sit and relax. I mean, but yeah, so I'm going to pretty much just put that out there. It's like, you know what? I think we should all just sit down for a bit and just relax.
You know, that's a good idea since she fell asleep. Yeah, and after 20 minutes, our lights go out. Your lights go out.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. Not figuratively speaking, literally, your light goes out after 20 minutes.
Their light goes out.
Yes. Yours doesn't
I can still see. I can still see.
Yes. All right, let us set up tent.
All right.
I'm not going to set up a tent. We're in a cave. I'm just going to put my back up against the wall, put my hat down.
There you go. Are you guys going to bother? Actually, it's kind of hard to set up a fire when you have no wood.
I'm going to roll up my bedroll.
Yeah.
Before I fall asleep, I cast a dream feast. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can prepare to go to sleep. That's not a problem.
Well, since I'm the only one that can see, I'll take first watch.
All right. Go ahead and give me a perception check then.
Oh, I should roll.
Why?
Fort.
Yeah, you should.
Yes, exactly.
So bad. Every time I listen to the podcast, I'm like, "What the fuck is she rolling for?" I want to know.
Roll me con check.
13.
Okay. All right. You're actually the day's travel and things have taken their toll on you a little bit, so you were able to slunker down.
Okay.
Pretty sure I just made that word up.
Slunker.
Slunker.
Slink and hunker.
Yep.
Slunker.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. No, that's how you and John roll. The rest of us are normal human beings and don't make up stupid fucking words.
Dude, unsturdy is a word.
Unsturdy is not a goddamn word. Re-row is not a word.
If you go down a river more than once, you're re-rowing it.
No.
Fuck you.
Makes sense.
See? Right. It makes
sense. So you're keeping watch?
Yeah, 15 perception.
Okay. So once they settle down for a long winter's nap. It's a pump. What?
It's winter warmer.
Ah, hey, there you go. So you, once they got quiet, so probably about after a half hour, 45 minutes, you can now start to hear the tickerings and scratchings of the various creatures that are in the tunnels. But like, you know, like I said before, just tiny little insects and the casual chirps and things like that, just basic ambiance.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary, though.
Great.
So how long? Give me a con check.
Here we go. 9.
Okay. So you're keeping watch, and you know they settle down, the noises start to happen, and you're kind of just hanging out there, and then you're like, ah, and you kind of just sit down because your feet hurt, and, you know, you're a little tired, but you're figuring like, hey, you know what, I can, you know, last another couple hours, and you nod off.
Everybody's sleepy.
Yeah, this happened to us, like, the other night, too.
I fell asleep during watch.
Yeah. So everybody gets a nice night's rest.
Yay! 2 hit points.
Shy, you're the first one to wake up. Since you were asleep probably about half hour before everybody else.
So I'm gonna stretch. And
Everybody else give me one quick round of fort checks.
What is it for? What is it for?
Nanya's.
6.
5.
11.
13.
14.
Okay.
Love. Yes.
Starting high low, that's basically how you guys wake up.
Oh, okay.
So last, I think.
So you wake up first.
And now I know that everyone else is asleep.
Everyone else is asleep. And you realize, like, Francesco is actually, like, hunkered down and is asleep underneath you. And you see that everybody else around you has pulled out bedrolls or kind of hunkered down to sleep.
So I'm immediately going to freak out because no one's watching anything.
Okay.
And be like...
And it's also pitch. Actually, no, you can't see. Do you have any type of visual enhancements?
Gnomes have low light.
Low light, but there's no light, so that doesn't make a difference.
Yep.
So, yeah, you actually, it's pitch black when you wake up.
Okay. Perception check to see if I can hear anything funny, and I get,
By the way,
17.
You hear dark vision 30 feet.
Why?
Because she's an oracle.
No, that doesn't kick in until later.
No, she has dark vision 30 feet.
Yeah. We've talked but about 30 that, feet's yeah. all I can see. Anyway, yeah. So, but, yeah, right. I do.
She can't see anything past 30 feet, she has dark vision.
Well, you can see about half the party then.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So... And a 17 to see if I can hear anything?
You hear just the basic ambience, the crickets and all that kind of shit.
Okay.
What?
Do I try? Creep me out. All of a sudden standing there. Try.
Yeah.
What is it?
Can I cast light on the wall? And how far would it span?
You can only cast it on a small area.
Have you had the traditional
So, like,
drag?
Maybe a foot.
Okay. No. So, I'm gonna cast light on... Nice. I probably would anyway. Oh, I'm going to cast light on a couple
it
of...
It tastes like Christmas, right?
Random points near us.
Would you like to try
I'm
my apple cider?
I'm
going to
cast light on a couple random points near us so that I can
okay.
see a bit.
So okay. now the corridor that you are in is a little bit more than 30 feet wide.
Okay. Yes.
So you basically want to pick a couple of points out on the wall that you're near?
Yeah.
To, okay.
And, that's what I don't know why I said corner. And then I'm going to take out my rations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like two pieces of bread in each ration, right?
Yeah, basically.
So I'm gonna give one to Francesco.
It's almost like what's that called? Like fruit? What is it? The
fruit cake?
Yeah, fruit cake. There we go.
Okay.
Fruit. That's I was like fruit bread. That doesn't sound right. It's like fruit cake, basically.
It's like fruit, good cake, awesome fruit cake, nasty crap.
No, fruit cake is actually really good when you have a properly prepared piece of fruit cake,
like rummed fruit cake. Awesome. You take a fruit cake and
so
you just pour rum on it. You water it with rum.
To Francesco.
Okay.
Like every week.
I'm going to wake him up.
But
it just keeps absorbing.
You make it and I'll tell you.
I'd have to start now.
Is it?
For Christmas.
Do it.
It's less than a year away from the wedding, but is it too late to change my best man? You like fruit cake? Really?
So, all right. So you're away for about 20 or so minutes.
Damn it.
Eventually, Barragan. You wake up.
Cromwell.
I am not going to remember that.
Cromwell.
Barry. Cromwell wakes up, and when you kind of open your eyes, and you kind of tilt your head up a little bit, you realize that the area around you is kind of lit up a little bit.
Never seen anything like that before, so I'm like, I walk up to the wall, I'm touching it, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
And there's no type of anything on it. Literally, the rock is glowing.
I think there's a problem here.
It was too dark.
Oh, you did? Oh, the glowing thing. Right, got it. I'm just going to look down the hallway, that we were heading.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably go about 20, 25 feet to see, as the light starts dim, just to see what I can make out.
And as soon as you go past the light, it's pitch black down the hallway.
Are we all the way at this point?
Nope.
Okay.
So probably about by the time you wake up,
mm-hmm.
Again, there's lighted area, and Cromwell's gone.
Where did the stranger go?
I ran after him.
Okay.
We're like, excuse me, mister?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're very small. What are you?
I'm shy.
Itchy golly willikers, mister.
You're strong.
Type of a person, or... Is that your name, or...?
It is my name. I'm a gnome.
Oh. Never met a gnome before.
Well, here I am.
Yes, there you are. I'm not sure what to make out of all this new stuff, so I'm just like...
Purple hair.
I'm very important.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm just gonna walk. I am super important, like, just so you know.
Now, out of the three of you, what were your...
Six.
Seven. 11.
Nine.
Okay. 13. So, basically, you wake up.
Oh, so, and 13.
Yeah, you're already awake.
Oh, okay. So, is Cromwell and Shy gone?
Yeah, Cromwell and Shy are gone now.
Little one!
So, I guess that's what wakes me up.
That wakes you up. Not you.
Damn it. What's going on?
I don't know where the little one is.
Did I hear her?
Son of a
bitch.
I'm right here! And then running back.
Okay.
I was seeing if the new man had needed food. He doesn't. Okay.
Okay, just for the
rest,
Gabby is playing herself.
So Seamus is playing himself.
Not really?
And I hope to God I'm not playing myself.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You're just adorable and just so squishable.
Yeah. Yeah, so that will calm me up by her calling the phone. All
right, so I heard her coming prancing back as well. So I'm just going to start munching on part of something.
Yeah.
Drink some water. Anything.
Hopefully edible.
Maybe something. Maybe some moss. I don't know.
What do you see?
And you walk up probably like 5 minutes afterwards.
Fuck you guys. Leave my dead character alone.
So, Russ Marion will wake up probably about 5 or so minutes after that, and then you'll wake up 5-10 minutes after Russ does.
Okay.
Russ, why didn't you wake anybody up for watch?
Mary fell asleep.
That's okay, I did that last time.
Yeah, you guys are great at that whole watch thing.
I'm going to walk back. And I'm going to walk straight up to Harm, and I'm like, this just seems to go on forever.
We don't
argue all the time.
Yeah, you're probably somewhere in between that.
No, I'm not talking about the arguing. I'm talking about the tunnel.
Yeah,
it's
really long. We have a map. You can see it. It's really long.
It'll take multiple days.
Do you have
all right,
food?
So you can tell that you're probably a little less than halfway.
Water, thank you.
Between the tracks.
Yeah, we're and I'm gonna pull this out again.
Mm-hmm. She carries extra.
And I'm gonna point out we're about halfway between this bend and that, so we still have quite a way to go. This is gonna be a few days, if not weeks, unless something happens.
Like we all learn how to fly. That would be amazing.
I wanna
fly. Like your owl.
Like my owl.
That would be helpful.
I'm just gonna look at the map while you know.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want me to pet
her? And even if we, there's no way to backtrack.
Yeah.
Not at all. We started over here,
yep.
And we're just
met you guys
take
there.
What owl?
We're looking to take the low path, and it's going to get really big here. I don't know what we're going to find, but there's a lot of area to cover, and this is the only exit.
Why not?
So, Al, which way?
This right here looks shorter distance.
Yes, it does.
So I think we should.
I know this is the lead or whatever,
but I think that I'm going
to
go this way.
Back,
I don't know where you guys are going, but I think I'm going to go that way.
I think that might work.
What?
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go this way. I'm going to scout ahead.
All right.
And I'll meet you guys. Probably here.
Are you going to be able to see?
I'll just walk.
Do you want... I'll go with you if you want. I can see in the dark.
No. Probably best that everybody here stays together. I mean, you've been doing such a great job.
I'm really good in a fight.
You know what, Rust? I'd like you next to me in a fight.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Torches? Pack?
Yeah. You probably had a couple left over.
So I'm going to use one.
Okay.
Alright, so I'll meet you guys there. If I find anything, I'll head back.
Alright.
Alright? If not, I'll wait.
Are you sure you want some company? I'm really good at fight.
Alright, take care.
You're gonna walk on ahead?
Yeah, I'm gonna start my torch and
okay. See Russ become Michael Jackson. Just out of curiosity.
I'm just reading.
Oh, bubbles.
Well, honestly, I kind of figured the more aggressive Marion got, the more passive Russ would get.
Makes sense.
So split the personalities
go ahead
even further.
And kind of let it's like a shit, and you're gonna walk on ahead
and listen to the quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You kind of got used to the quiet a little bit. You've been on your own for a couple of days now.
Yeah, you don't really get that with us at all.
Real quick. So basically, at that split, you were going to go left and you were going to let them go.
We both agreed that it looks like a shorter route.
Shorter, so we're going to take the left.
Okay. Oh, so you're basically scouting ahead. So yes. You're just going to go on ahead.
And I'm going to wait here unless I find something in there.
Gotcha.
And then I'm going to head back if there's a problem.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So that...
Give me a reflex check because you've got a bit of acid.
Lava.
Lava.
Rock's all right. All that.
So you travel for probably a good 5 hours. Like, there's actually a point where, like, you walk and then you, like, pull out ration, you eat a little bit, and eventually give me a quick perception check.
All of us?
Nope.
Just Shane.
This is Cromwell. Ooh. 19. Nice. All right. So you're walking through, and as you get further in, basically once you pass, you're walking, and you actually feel that big bend in the area, and you can tell, like, the wall just kind of... It's a really sharp turn that comes up. And probably about a half hour or so after that, it gets quiet. Like before, you've been kind of used to like the chirping of the insects and all that kind of stuff. And that has completely gone away.
That bothers me.
Yeah, there is no noise or anything in this
tunnel. That is severely damaging my phone.
And am I anywhere near that mouth that I said I was going to wait?
Give me an intelligence check. Basically, you trying to remember the map.
Did you get your first time
20? Okay, cool. You realize you kind of, you know, parse it out in your head, and you're like, I'm probably the... You figure that you're probably the rest of the day until you're going to be able to reach that section that you said that you were going to meet up at. You've basically been like, well, it took us this long to travel this way, and then this long to get me to here, so you kind of done some calculations, and you're like, it's probably going to be another day, the rest of the day, until I get, you know, quote-unquote day.
And it's still just dead silence.
Still dead silent.
I'm just going to wait there for a few.
Okay. So you're just going to kind of hunker down and wait for them to catch up to you? All right, cool. So, you guys, so you have talked with Cromwell. So Harvey kind of comes back to the group a little bit. You know, he was kind of outside, you know, outside of your light a little bit. And you can see him off in the distance, and he's talking to Cromwell. And then Harmon comes back, and Cromwell doesn't.
What happened?
He doesn't like me, does he?
He wants to scout ahead.
He didn't think so.
He likes the quiet, is what he said. And
I think he's been alone for a while. And
he's still adjusting to people, I guess. It's nothing about you.
And I'm going to form my mind blade and be like, because it's a giant red hammer.
It is a giant red hammer.
And I'm going to reform it into a small green sword.
Okay.
And it's going to take like half as long as usual. And it's going to freak me the fuck out.
Okay.
When did his ability start to change color? It's always been blue, right?
Yeah, it's always been green.
It's always been green, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't until the last battle.
Okay.
Like, you actually missed all that because he, like, you were at the front, he was at the back, so you didn't see any of what he was doing.
Okay.
So that redness is completely new to you.
Russ, what happened to your special...
That's a different color. That was
that's green.
But before?
He's been able to do that for a long time.
Really?
He just eventually settled on one.
Yeah, see, look, and I'm going to reform it into, like, a blue sword. See? And then it...
So green's just your favorite color?
It blends in.
Fair enough. All right, he went ahead to scout a little bit, see what was up there. If he finds anything, he's going to come back. But... The more we look at the map, the more it seems like this area right here is shorter. So he's going to go up here. We're going to meet him at this little area.
I was trained as a scout in the army. I could scout if you want me to.
We already have a scout sent out, Russ. Let's not send both out.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I'd rather you be here because you can see in the dark and you can see further than any of us.
But you have light.
Barely.
Do you want me to walk point? I'm good at walking point.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's what sounds
point.
Good to me.
That's a good idea.
Okay, and I'm going to move up like 30 feet in front of them.
He's tired.
Dude, I was just about to say, when did Russ become retarded?
I told you, it's right. Like, it's gonna, the gap between the two of them is getting bigger and bigger.
It's like every single time, like, Marion ages a year and Russ regresses one.
Yeah, like, every time they switch between the two, it gets progressively further.
Right on.
The amount of times that I rolled an even number tonight pisses me off.
So after you guys pack everything up and you start to walk. And so you walk for a few hours and then you come to that bend. So you know that that's that bend right there. Seamus, go ahead and give me a perception check.
18.
Right, badass. So basically as soon as they start to turn around the bend, you can actually see off in the distance the light start to shine a little bit. So you can see light at the end, theoretically, of the tunnel.
All right. So I heard something, a conspiracy theory today, considering the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's the light coming out of a new vagina as you're born again.
I feel more retarded having
that. So you guys
that's
walked.
Impressive for
you guys
you
walked for about
feeling more retarded.
About 5 hours or so.
Okay.
As you kind of came around that bend and kind of broke out a little bit.
Where was he meeting us?
And you actually have your torch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm still like 30 feet in front of them, right?
So yeah. So you can actually, you're the first one to see. You actually see that really dim torch light off in the distance. It's a straight enough shot so that you can actually, and it's, you know, pitch black. Even a mile away, you're going to see light. Yeah. So
I'm stopping.
Okay.
And waiting for them to catch up to it.
Cool.
I'm guessing that that's him way down there.
I'm going to take the torch and start waving it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on, Russ?
There's a waving light ahead.
Yes. Could it be Karma?
Could be. He did have a torch when he left.
It could be. I just didn't want to chance it.
Fair enough.
It could be, you know.
Could be anyone
else.
Yeah, let's keep going and find out.
Okay. I'll stay with you guys now.
That's a good idea. We wouldn't want you getting hurt.
Did I ask you?
I hate you, Marion.
Yeah, well, the feeling's mutual. I rolled an 18.
All right. So now we're going to continue on until we meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And walking and walking.
All right, cool. So eventually, yeah, you guys, you know, 45 or so minutes later, meet up with Cromwell.
All right. What's going on? I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
What's the point?
Clubs. There's no nothing. That's why I didn't go any further.
Aren't we 23 in a
perception check?
Are there a lot of bugs in tunnels?
Yes. Anything's
everything. Pure silence.
There's like nothing.
Yeah, this is making my ears hurt.
Marion, you spent a lot of time out in the world. Have you ever come across anything like this?
I spent a lot of time in the forest. There's living things in the forest. Bugs, birds, there's always noise. This is wrong.
All right,
and
so,
I'm going to form my mind blade up and be like, what the f*** is this puny little piece of shit? And I'm going to form it back into my red hammer. I can be like, whoa, that was quicker.
Would it be
I
a
like
nature
this.
Check or would it be survival to know about what pure silence would be caused by?
Go ahead and give me a nature check.
All right, that would be a 18.
Okay, so you can kind of gather that you're fairly deep into the mountains now, and the further in you get, the less food and shit there is. There's obviously no sunlight, so plants can't grow. So the further you get in, the less life you're going to see.
All right. I mean, it could just be that we've traveled this far, and there really isn't anything else.
So I'm going to sneak up.
But what bothers me, though, is we could be going into a depth of nothing and then have to walk all the way back. We've already spent so much time in here.
That's true.
How about I go up and check out since I don't need a light source like the rest of you?
The only problem is that there is no back to go to.
We still have probably, what, a half a day to get to that point that we said, that opening. I say we stick together because who knows what's at that opening.
I agree.
Sounds good.
Fine.
Just for now.
Fine. You can take point. You can see.
But no going on ahead.
Fine. I'll take point. I won't go too far ahead. And I'll warn you if anything comes.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, well, Rusk is kind of stupid when it comes to warning you when there's danger.
Yes.
Oh, Paul Metal, chestnut out.
Well, apparently Marion's not that good at standing watch either.
So, I mean, it's wide enough in the tunnel to go 2x2, right?
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, true. I mean, like you said, it's 25, 30 feet wide, so...
And it wasn't my turn to keep watch. You were supposed to wake us.
Yeah, you're the leader.
Do your job, like you're told to.
Well, next time, be more specific, and I'm just going to walk away.
About how far in the front are you going to take?
Probably about 40 feet.
Okay. So kind of just beyond their light?
Yeah, like pretty much their, I figure their light 20 feet, then dim light 20 feet, yeah. Then like I'm like just yeah. barely into the shadow so that my walk, like yeah. eyes...
You're walking until their light doesn't touch you anymore.
Yes, yeah. correct. So yeah, so nice. then I have dark vision 30 feet, so...
Just a level 3 would gain 3 hit points back.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Well, he said 2, yeah. and I was like, aww. I'll just take 2.
Disappointed are.
So, you yeah, guys
what's
walk.
Your con score? What's your con score?
Why? Wait, what?
Why?
No, we don't do that.
No?
No?
No, that was a feat that you took as your wolf.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. My con's a 10 anyway, so.
Yeah. My con's a you guys wolf, so. Walk for and you know, 16. With Barry and Rusk taking the lead, taking point. You guys walk for probably about another few hours. Go ahead. What are you doing?
Do I still not hear anything?
No, still completely silent. The only thing you can hear now, literally, your footsteps are echoing throughout this cavern.
Kind of creepy. My next question was going to be, can I actually hear my feet hitting the ground?
You can. You can hear your feet, and there is, as you're walking,
so
you're
opening up.
Yeah. There's no dust or anything on the ground. You're walking on rock.
Does
and
the
so
air feel
all you
different?
Can hear. What?
Does the air feel different?
It still feels that thin, and now the air is actually starting to smell stale.
Oh,
so you can actually, you know, like right before a storm, where you can kind of taste that coppery smell, that
yeah.
copper. It now is kind of like that. It's just this stale air.
Okay. Did you just say when you can taste that smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, do you smell something?
All your senses are tied into it.
Something fishy, and
yeah.
I'm not sure why.
So, but like I said, after about four or so hours.
How wide is the tunnel?
It's varying anywhere between like 20 to 30 feet.
Okay.
And you can see
I can
that
see,
whole thing.
Well,
you
I can see the
yeah.
walls. Okay.
And like I
that
said, after about four or so hours, you can actually see that when you start to walk, the right wall, the left wall starts to pull away from you.
Okay. I'm going to, once the,
and
how
it,
far, like, it's still in my vision though, right? Like
it goes eventually, it goes out of your sight.
Okay. Once it hits out of my sight, I'm
yeah.
going to stop.
Okay.
You know, ready in action.
Cool. You got your? Do you have your hammer ready?
No.
No. Okay.
I do not have it formed.
Okay.
Because it.
I'm just wondering if they would be able to see your weapon. So.
No.
Okay.
No, because it gives me away in the darkness,
yeah.
so I don't know.
All right. So you guys are walking, and then who's taking point for your group?
This is how it's set up right
no.
now.
No. So all right, right
well,
like that.
It's well, he's
so
I
yeah, he's all he's all the way up front. So I'm guessing probably Harmon and Cromwell are going to be walking up front.
I don't know. Well,
so,
this, who's
that's,
it?
That's mine. Pascal. So,
this is you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, who's in the lead? Because, I mean, technically, now that the goblin's on here, he's back to the leader. So.
But he has the map.
He's
true.
Letting me go.
Yeah.
I'm way the fuck up here, so I don't care.
yeah. So basically, the two of you are walking next to each other.
I'll hover behind them.
All there right. you go.
So... Should we check the map and see where we're at right now, or?
Yep. Go ahead.
We should be right about here.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys basically walk, and then eventually Rusk hits your light.
So right we're here. We're right at the fork.
Okay.
Alright, it looks like we're coming to a fork.
Let's take
left or right?
Left.
Left.
Left?
Left.
Alright, then I'm gonna start walking again.
Alright, cool. So you're basically gonna walk. You walk probably about 20 or so feet until you see the wall again.
Alright. And I'm just gonna keep following it down.
Alright. So, again, you guys walk for a few more hours. And at this point in time, you know, again, you've been walking for a while. You've probably been walking anywhere between 8 to 10 hours now. Can't really tell. So you all start to kind of feel a day's worth of the walk on you.
Except me.
Except for you. Who's powering through this shit.
Because I'm awesome.
A mustache doesn't last.
So what are you guys
going to like
do?
You.
Are you going to kind of are you going to try to power through the...
Yeah, we'll keep going for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we should go for much longer because if we come to that opening and shit happens...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you guys are already in the opening.
Well, not that big opening.
What? You're talking about that big opening? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can tell. I mean, if you two are kind of next to each other and sharing the map, you can tell that it's probably going to be another, you know, half a day's journey till you get to that.
Jesus.
So.
Yeah, we can keep going for a little bit and then crash again in the middle or whatever.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hour maybe.
But yeah, so travel for another hour, then you guys set up camp. Any watches or anything?
I'll take first.
All right, wake me up when you're.
I'll take third then. Right.
By then it's time to get back up.
Yeah, basically.
I don't trust Marion to keep watching it. I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So once Shy will. Your weapon
for 20 minutes. Awesome.
So basically, as soon as everybody goes to sleep, almost right after that,
God
hits whack.
Okay, I can at least listen.
Yep. So go ahead and give me a perception check.
5.
Again, total silence.
Okay.
Few hours go by, nothing happens. So
wake up Harmon.
Wake up Harmon. Harmon. Total silence. Few hours, then you wake up. Fall to?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the same thing. So, totally quiet night. So, are you going to go ahead and start waking everybody up, or are you going to let them wake up?
I'm going to let them wake up by themselves.
Okay. Then real quick, round of four checks.
6.
I rolled best. Oh,
I'm not going for that. I am not reaching down 13? For that.
Okay.
13.
9.
6.
And he has 15.
Yeah, okay.
14.
Okay, cool. So he wakes up first, and he's not there. Who got 14?
Gabs, me.
Gabs? All right, you're going to wake up pretty much right after Russ does. So you kind of wake up, and then you all kind of, you know, stagnate in terms of your, or stagger in terms of your waking procedure.
I'm going to wake Francesco up.
Okay.
Gain some,
Rust woke up.
Some rations.
You actually woke up while everybody else was
Sure, I'll take a ration.
I'm going to double check.
And I give you a ration.
While,
depending on who wakes up, I'm not sure what you want to do.
What, who was standing the last watch?
Faulted.
All right, I'm going to wake up, and I'm actually going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys all rested, so...
I'm going to form my mind blade into, like, a little dagger, and I'm going to sit on the ground with my back against the wall.
Okay.
Like kind of like this, but, like, so, like, in between my legs.
Yeah.
Like, carving... Like
drawing in the ground.
Drawing in the ground, like, on the rock. I'm going to draw, like, a little lizard.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. We'll call that out again.
Do I see him drawing a lizard?
You see him on the ground etching something into the rock.
Okay.
You can't tell exactly what it is unless you actually go over and look at it. So,
all right,
cool. So you all wake up and Rusk's on the ground over there drawing between his legs, and
my lizard looks like a rat. It doesn't
So you guys are going to wake up, eat rations, fill your bellies. Nice. Everybody who needs to regain hit points. Anything special that you want to do? Or
no, Just want to keep going. I'm going to, in fact, you know, before we start going, I'm going to look at these walls. I mean, what type of rock are we dealing with here? I mean, what is,
all right.
Who the hell carved this out? I mean, this.
Do you have any type of, what are your knowledges?
I got, well.
Engineering.
Yep.
That's about it. You know, survival really doesn't put a place in here right now. So you're kind of looking at it, and it's rough. So it doesn't look man-made. It doesn't look like it was, you know, constructed this way. It looks like a very natural area.
All right. There's nothing, nothing anywhere. I mean, nothing out of place.
Nope. Like, you're looking, and, you know, you've seen, you know, people, you know, burrow into the ground and dig holes, and you've seen mines and shit like that in your journeys. And this doesn't look like anything like that. You can't tell. You can't find, like, any markings. There's not a single hint of a straight line anywhere.
There's been no, like, remains or anything.
Nope. Can't find an insect carapace. Nothing.
You just wanted to say carapace.
I like saying carapace.
All right. So I think we should just keep going, if that's all right with everybody, because it's getting really tiresome in this cave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Everybody, real quick, give me something that I have written down.
D20.
Give me will checks.
No.
That's bad.
9, 2, 4.
24.
No. Ouch. Jesus. You don't add anything to that, right?
Will. You got your will save.
Where the hell's Will? Oh, look at that! I have a 13.
Okay.
I'm getting claustrophobic.
13.
24.
Okay.
19.
Okay. 4. Like that.
9. 1.
Okay.
You suck, good sir.
David, you and I are doing great tonight.
Right?
All right. So, you guys wake up. And, you know, again, you wake up in complete pitch dark. The three of you wake up and start kind of going through, you know, you feel your way around and roll up your bed rolls and kind of, you know, do the normal shit.
That actually makes perfect sense with me and Shy because we can see in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Let's see. However, once I get this shit down. All right. So the three of you, Faltu, Cornwell, Cornfed, and Cal. So the three of you, go ahead and roll me a percentile check.
D100s. I'm a
D100. Bastard.
Here, I have a ton.
Yellow.
I need two, don't I?
40.
Yeah, there's one right there. That's that one. There
you go. 89.
Okay.
One's it?
30.
Okay. So basically, the two of you wake up, and you're kind of, you kind of wake, and you're kind of looking around a little bit. What?
Shouldn't something else play a part in this?
Yeah, it will in a moment.
Okay.
Give it time.
So you guys are kind of looking around and you wake up and you did your usual, like, I'm going to, you know, hunker down against the wall and shit like that. And when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of, morning, giant air quotes, you kind of get up and you, like, feel around the wall, and that's when you're looking for shit and you realize there's nothing in your area. And suddenly you're like, I don't know you don't know what's around you. You kind of start to feel like you can't see anything at all. Pitch black, and you all of a sudden feel that the walls are all just right around you. This giant tunnel is now this tiny little space. And you feel like every, you know, as far as you can see, like if you can stick your hand out like this and barely see your hand, the wall is right there. Like, all of a sudden, you're just in this tiny little space. And you feel as if you can't move, you can't do anything. Cal?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, go to you. Give me a Quick con check.
And there's a thousand pounds of rock over your head.
I rolled an 11 plus 3, so 14. What am I talking about? 15. No, 14. I'm stupid.
Hmm? 14?
Friends with benefits?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm about 6 feet tall, and it's about 3 of me, so 6 times 3 is 52? 52 feet tall? Yeah, that makes sense for that fence to be 52 feet tall. They want to keep people out.
Justin Timberlake cannot do simple math at all.
Okay, that makes no sense, and probably nobody's ever seen that movie because it sucks. So, with Fall 2.
Yeah.
So you had last watch.
Yeah.
And you're kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden, you smell.
Sorry.
You kind of smell this wafting aroma.
Of
burning wood. Coming from down the corridor, down the tunnels.
Okay. I'm gonna go investigate.
Okay.
So
why is it me?
I'm going to investigate.
Alright.
I wonder.
Cal?
Hi.
It's not always six.
Yeah, it is.
Three.
Alright, cool.
It's not always my fault. Usually.
Cal.
Hi.
You wake up.
Uh-huh.
You wake and look around and it's pitch black, nothing around you at all. You can't tell what's around you. And you suddenly start to get this feeling of anxiety. And that, you know, there's something out there, but you don't know what.
Okay.
And suddenly you start to kind of hear these sounds, kind of scratching, kind of ruffling sounds. And you feel that there is something, you know, just beyond your distance of sight that is after you.
Oh, good.
And you suddenly, you get this, you know, that anxiety suddenly turns into, like, I don't necessarily want to say paranoia, but you feel that
there is paranoia.
You've been traveling in pure silence forever, and all of a sudden there's this scratching sound.
Okay.
Just beyond your distance of sight.
All right. I was laying down when I woke up.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna roll back into a crouch position and in mid roll draw my wakizashi, pull my mask up, and just like eyes darting around trying to see anything.
Give me a quick perception check.
7.
Okay, so you can tell kind of just off to your right a little bit. Hmm. You can tell that where the sound's coming from.
Okay. All right, I'm going to just focus off in that direction and like start to like move backward.
Okay. All right. So as you move back, suddenly you're almost compelled to protect. You feel, you look around and you're like, I'm the only one awake. Mm. If I don't take care of this thing, everybody else is going to die.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to burn a key point, turn invisible.
Okay.
And I'm just going to start charging off in the direction of the noise.
All right, do it. Yep, give me an attack.
Okay.
You're going to pounce upon this thing.
17.
17. All right, plus a charge. We're going to go ahead and charge it.
Which is what, plus 2?
Yep, plus 2, so that's 19. Rusk.
Yes.
What's your AC?
19.
Okay, that
hits. Tie goes to the runner.
You motherfucker!
That's also sneak attack.
Yeah. 5.
Cool. All of a sudden, so you, basically, Russ, you're on there, you're drawing on the ground, drawing that little lizard, and you're, you know, you finish up the outline and you're now starting to put the scales in it, like the detail work, right?
Yeah, because I got plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden, you just hear this, and shoom, you feel this just searing pain go in through your shoulder.
You're so lucky. I'm gonna like roll to the side and bring up the mind blade. Cal,
do I know it's him?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Give me a will check.
19.
Okay. So basically, you've down in, and you kind of like, you know, roll a little bit to the side, and you kind of form the blade. And you're like, Cal. And that's when you kind of look and you realize that when you've attacked with Russ.
Okay. Oh my god, where is it? Where did it go?
Where did
the thing making the scraping noise? It was just right here. It was going to attack us. Where did it go? Where is it?
That may have been me.
Wait, why were you going to attack us?
I wasn't. Look at your feet. I was drawing Kara.
That was such a sad
noise. Sad. wait a minute. So you were making the scrape and
attack Flint and my torch and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
what was going on, so I'm trying.
You were drawing Kara with your mind blade, making the scraping
so
noises
a little bit. You know, because you,
was there anything else out here with you?
And finally, you kind
of you're sure?
Lit.
Yes.
And that final kind of
Marion would have protected me.
And the for a second, it's blinding the light.
Right. Well, I have the goggles on.
Oh my god!
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pull the goggles up.
Are you okay?
What the hell did I hit then?
Sit there with the torch until I can get my wits, maybe.
Yeah. Give me a
moment. Oh my god! Are you okay?
No.
Let's go see Shy. We gotta get you patched up.
The torch lights and you're able to kind of look around.
You know
and
you
no, but I'm gonna stay here just to be on the safe side.
Like, you know, so everybody sees me freaking out in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you probably kind of went a little
bit. But can you keep your mind blood out so we can have some light?
I don't want you alone. You're freaking me out.
Right, but
you're not acting like you.
Do I start hearing all
like there's another person inside?
Yeah, now that you've kind of lit the torch and you've realized that you're in the
hell's going on?
I have absolutely
no idea.
Can
you keep your mind blade out, please, so we can, you know, at least see what's going on?
No. My mind blade doesn't.
Sounds kind of like he stabbed him.
I just want to be able to keep track of where you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want anything attacking you.
Okay.
Let's go see Shy.
You don't attack me again.
I thought something was coming after you.
Okay. Just
show up. Welcome to the group.
Just let everything. Make everything glow.
Don't
he's
attack
going,
me again.
I won't,
it's
I promise.
So we're just like, no.
Right, I'm going to put my arm on your shoulder. Like, come on, let's go.
Okay.
Between them and just go, okay, everybody just relax. It's dark. Everybody's going stir crazy.
No, it's fine. He's going to bring me to Chai and she's going to just, oh, no, man.
Okay.
She's going to, I stabbed him.
She's good at healing things.
Why did you...
I heard this scraping noise, and I thought it was something trying to attack us, and it turned out to be him drawing in the on the rock.
He's crazy.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we have to go take in the Shy so she can, you know, patch him up a little bit.
She's really good with she stitches.
All right, so
bandaging.
You're gonna take care
stuff.
Of that.
Don't tell her.
And now, Jim,
you guys
can kind of tell by now. You look out; you can actually see this fairly decent glowing coming from over. And you look at Harmon, and Harmon literally has light from head to toe on everything that he's wearing.
Yeah.
How? Why? Wait, why?
I couldn't see anything, so I said, "Here, make me glow," and I held out my sling staff, and she touched me instead.
Oh.
Apparently this is what happens.
Do you want us to leave you two alone?
It was just like a...
Yeah.
He stabbed me. Can you...
One, two,
okay.
Three.
Okay. What? Sure.
Don't see.
Where's tall, brutish woman?
You're my voice of reason at this
point. I'm going to start looking around.
The one that told me that he's stupid.
Do you know where
so I still have
no idea where she went.
No. Fuck.
No.
Okay.
Well, because if she went back, it's going to be bad. And
you're kind of, your levels are still up a little
why
bit.
Why
don't
you show him my stuff?
I don't know.
Well, we'll
figure out.
Light
so
too?
She.
Hey, let's all be quiet, because it's so quiet we should be able to hear which way she's coming, which way she went, right?
Have you seen Fall 2 this morning?
Do we hear anything?
Perception checks. Except for you, obviously. They're perceiving for you. Yeah.
20.
11.
20.
20.
20.
20.
I give it a 10.
Okay.
28.
28.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You're scanty and butter.
I rolled a 1.
Was that a 4 self?
I rolled a 7. I have a 9 self.
Holy
9.
Shit. Even I heard her. I rolled a 1. I heard her.
Since we rolled 20, so we in the cloud, tell sort of which direction.
Clank, clank, clank. Yeah, so you two can kind of figure out, like, you stand there and you can hear the echo in your left ear a little bit louder, so you can tell that she's down the tunnel further.
Okay, at least you didn't go back that way.
True, we should probably go find
Let's
her.
Let's go.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. You can find us at thedragonfisters.blogspot.com. Follow us with @DragonFisters. Contact us at thedragonfisters@gmail.com. You can go ahead and like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and RPG podcasts. And in the meantime, why don't you give a listen to the Nerdbound Podcast, Guild Hall, Gamer's Table, Monkey in the Cage, and Crit Juice. So until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often.